close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Welcome to Orphan Radio. This is Halloween 2020. Matt and Josh, we always do a Halloween episode, you and me, so I figured we'd do it again for fun, right?
Oh boy.
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Josh is in Lawrence, Kansas. I heard it was snowing there the other day.
Yeah, it was, but it's really nice today. You know, Ricky in Norman, Oklahoma got like a really bad ice storm. He texted me like 5 minutes ago and said they're going to be out of power for 20 days.
No way.
Swear. Like, he just texted
20 days?
That's what he just texted me that.
Damn. That sucks.
You should go out there and warm him up, man.
I feel bad for good old Ricky. I'm going to text him after that we're done here.
But he can't wait.
Huh?
Nothing.
So, you know, we both love Halloween. We both love scary movies. I'm actually pretty upset that can't really do much this year because Halloween's my favorite holiday by far. I kind of don't even like other holidays anymore, to be honest with you.
I disagree. I don't really like Halloween that much anymore.
Are you serious?
Kinda.
What are we doing here then?
Well, I mean, I like horror movies and stuff, but you know, so we're talking about that. It's fine. It's kind of annoying nowadays.
Go ahead. Sorry.
What? You go.
Okay.
Let's both say. I'll say my favorite, you say your least favorite at the same time.
All right, count to three and do it.
Okay, one, two, three. Thanksgiving. Shut up. Is it really?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
I like it now.
Well, can I tell you why I don't like it real quick?
Can I tell you why I do like it real quick? Actually, a really long time after.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I don't mind if it's like a very small group. Like the one we had at your house when it was me, my brother, your son and Johnny Phillip. Johnny! We that was super fun. But if you go to like a family gathering where there's like 20 people, all you do is sit in a room with people you don't really want to talk to and make small talk while people watch football for like 8 hours. It's awful.
I like cooking, so it's like an excuse to kind of cook. I don't really care about like whatever the hell the tradition is around it.
Watch your mouth on this episode, by the way.
What the heck? Mm-hmm. That's kind of trashy, but I like cooking, so it like kind of gives you an excuse to do that. But I mean, I don't know. I think I've spent more Thanksgivings alone than.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent the last few alone.
But I kind of like that too, I guess. So that's kind of why I like it.
I remember five years ago for Thanksgiving, I had just finished working on that TV show Empire in Chicago. And my sister at the time lived about an hour and a half from Chicago, 2 hours. And she's like, we're going to be out of town, but you can stay at our house and watch our cats for us that weekend after Thanksgiving if you want to by yourself. And I was like, sure. So I went up there. And then Mike, my brother, flew up and met me and we hung out and we didn't prepare, so I was like, what's open on actual Thanksgiving Day? Cracker Barrel is the only thing that's open in this small town in Michigan. And we went and ate there. And I just remember, like, halfway through the meal, Mike looked up at me and goes, God, this is depressing. And I said, fuck you. But yeah, that was depressing. But yeah, I've spent the last few alone. This year, I mean, you can't really go anywhere, so maybe I'll go back to Cracker Barrel. Did you get that job? Remember when my mom wouldn't stop harassing my brother about getting a job at Joe's Crab Shack?
Yeah. Did he ever get that like recently? Isn't he still trying?
He's still working on it. He's been working on it for about 25 years now.
Damn.
I know. He needs to get into their training program. All right, so we're gonna talk about some Halloween stuff, some horror movies. We started it off with that Vincent Price audio from the Thriller program, which brought me back because I hadn't listened to that forever. And we used to rent the tape from the local video store. It was Thriller and then the Making of Thriller. Did you used to do that too?
Yeah.
We used to do that all the time, so that was kind of fun. But
Yeah, that was super cool. I mean, I feel like that probably got a lot of people into horror movies in a way
yeah,
because
probably.
you were allowed to watch it as like really young, you know? For well, if you grew up in that era, at
Yeah.
that age. But I remember that was kind of, I mean, how old were we when that came out?
Like 6 or 7.
Yeah. I remember thinking that was like so, but I mean, you know, I was still in the metal and like I was getting into metal, I guess, around then. I was, and but I remember thinking like I was like, I don't know about this music, even though it's amazing. But at the time, I was just like, I don't. But the video, then I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. We should give a little shout out to our friend Ken Sledge, who runs a he has a it's on Instagram, YouTube, and I think he's on Twitter. Yeah, he's on Twitter, but it's called Sledgehammer Horror, and he's doing this thing where he interviews people about the first horror movie they ever saw. And I did it for Evil Dead. You did it. Which movie did you do?
Creepshow.
Yeah, and then a bunch of our friends have done it too, but he, you know, I'm following him on Instagram, and man, he's been getting like all kinds of cool people now.
I mean, it started with you.
I wasn't the first one.
Well, I mean, the first cool one.
Yeah, right. But go check out his stuff, Sledgehammer Horror, and also subscribe to his YouTube channel because he's I have to catch up. I'm a little behind, but like Benji did it, a bunch of our friends. Johnny did it. How many times can I say that? Johnny in this episode.
I think you've done it 3 times so far, so I'm probably like get at least 17 more in.
Let's talk a little bit about stuff we've watched lately. I'm gonna run down the list of a couple things.
Oh
Stuff,
boy.
some of it's stuff I've seen before, but I'm revisiting, and some is new. So, Silver Bullet, I watched that a few weeks ago, which I grew up on, and I love that movie.
Yeah, is it? You remind me of the dad.
Goddamn cripple, that drunk dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. And then Lost Boys, I watched again a few weeks ago. I hadn't seen that in a while, which was great, of course. I watched The Thing from 1982, which I had not seen. It had been at least 15 years. That was cool to watch that again. And I bitched about this on the last episode I did with Luke recently, but that Haunting of Hill House, I liked the first 5 episodes, and there's so much hype about it, you know?
I 100% agree. I was like, I was, and same with The Bly Manor. I was like really into the first 4 or 5, and then I just couldn't even. Oh
What the
shoot!
hell is that?
All right, man. My pager.
Cool.
I couldn't. I didn't even finish. I couldn't. It took me almost like 3 days to get through episode 6, and then I just was like, forget this.
Oh, so you didn't even finish it.
I have no interest.
I thought the last like 4 episodes, I was just like, this is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've talked about this before, but I feel like the more hype like a horror movie or series gets, then usually I just don't end up liking it too much.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't really reading much about the hype of it. I didn't. I just was watching it. I don't know, so that didn't really matter to me. But
Ooh, cool.
I don't know why that would be cool.
I don't know. Did you see the cast? Have you seen Castle Rock? Did you say you're watching that?
Casper, the kind of friend who goes movie with Christina Ricci.
Try that again. Have you been watching Castle Rock?
I watched both seasons.
And?
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Cool, I need to see that. What about the new Unsolved Mysteries?
I wasn't too into that.
Man, what the frick?
What, are you mad that I didn't like it?
What the fuck? No, I am. I'm right there with you. Like, I feel like the segments are way too long.
Way too long, and it's just like any other generic. It's not Unsolved Mysteries.
The
It's
stories just
just
aren't that interesting.
it's a generic crime show. It could be called anything,
Yeah. But
I think.
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I was really excited when I heard they were gonna bring that back, but I don't know.
Agreed.
So, let's play a song and then we'll come back and talk a little about a little more horror stuff. So you are gonna play a song. And didn't you say you watched American Werewolf in London pretty recently?
Yeah, I watched it like 3 nights ago. Man, that movie's so good.
I know, I need to watch that again soon too. All right, let's listen to a song and we'll come right back.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Welcome back to Orphan Radio. Halloween Spectacular. Does that sound
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What I told you what I've been watching lately. What about you?
Well, hold on. That was Warren Zevon.
Yeah, I think people probably know that.
I don't think a lot of people know that actually.
Okay, that was Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. What have you been watching lately?
Let's see. Horror movie wise, I watched all the Psycho movies.
Yeah,
Because
go
I hadn't seen
talk
those
about
in.
that a little bit, will you?
Yeah, I hadn't seen. Part three was one of the ones I watched like early on, like when it came out. And I remember I was so scared of it because I watched it by myself as a little kid.
Yeah.
I ran up to my room and turned it off. I turned it off and ran up to my room and got under the covers. I don't know why. It's not that. I don't know.
Geek.
They're all really good. Two and then three, they just kind of continue off each other, and then four, as does four. But four, he goes back, like he's like he calls into a radio station, and the radio station's about just like killers and stuff, and he calls in, and he's talking about his like how he like started killing and stuff, and it flashes back, and then that. What's his name? Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Henry Thomas
Yeah.
from E.T.
Yes.
And he plays Norman Bates. And so then I went back and started watching Bates Motel to see if it took anything from part four, but it really hasn't so far. But the mom in part four is no swearing, right?
Right.
Effing nuts. She's so insane. Like way more insane than Bates Motel.
Man, Bates Motel was such a good show.
It was a good show. So saw that. I rewatched Vamp, which I wasn't really into. Let's see. I watched the 1979 Wolfman movie, which was absolutely terrible. I watched a movie last night called Mortuary Tales on Shudder, and it was kind of good actually. It wasn't great, but it was well done and well acted, and it's just kind of like a anthology type thing where there's like four or so short stories inside like one main theme of the
You
movie.
said Clancy Brown's in it?
Yeah, you might not recognize him though. They put a lot of makeup on him.
I love that.
Yeah, he's great. But remember in Shawshank Redemption, and he says his like brother-in-law's dead, and the guy goes, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Warren." He goes, "I'm not. The guy was an asshole."
He plays, well, remember him in Pet Sematary 2?
Yeah, he reminds me of you in that also.
Gus.
Yeah, so that's kind of the last week of movies. I mean, I watched Brain Scan not too long ago, also.
Love that
Sorry to
movie.
bring that up.
Well, Trickster is the scariest villain, horror movie villain of all time.
You said if we did this, you weren't going to say his name.
Sorry. Let's reboot this. I have a couple other movies. You know, it's another one I watched the other night and was called Sinister with Ethan Hawke, which I had seen once several years ago, but I watched it again last night, actually. It was pretty decent. I didn't like the end, but up until then, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw Color of Space. I hadn't seen that yet.
What is that all about?
It's kind of like a meteor crashes and like kind of just like F's up everything and
You can
make
swear now.
oh you can
Yeah, I
like,
changed it.
it funks up everything. I don't know. It's kind of like the Thing, kind of a little Poltergeist like, and then kind of a little bit of that creep show episode with Geordie, Stephen King. It's good. It was good. I liked it.
Did you? I never even saw Mandy. Did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't like it the first time, and then the second time I liked it a lot, actually.
I just texted our friend Frank Catano, and I said, "What are your five favorite horror movies that you've seen in the past year or so?" So we'll see if he gets back to us. He is a police dispatcher, like a 911 dispatcher in Kansas City, Missouri, and he texts me some pretty funny stuff sometimes. He told me
It's cool you interrupted him right now at his job.
well, I'm hoping maybe he has a day off or something. And what's more important, that or this show? Hello. Did he tell you this that somebody called 911 because they're like, somebody's driving down the 75th and Warnell with but they were saying it was a famous person, so they were calling 911 just to tell them that this famous person was in town. But do you remember who it was?
Wasn't it like Matthew McConaughey?
God, I can't can't remember, but they called like twice.
Or wasn't it Nick Cage? It was someone like
Nicolas
that.
Cage, maybe? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that was pretty funny. He sends me some funny stories sometimes. I had a couple movies written down that I just had not seen in a while, but they popped into my head today. Do you remember Night Watch?
Night Watch.
With Ewan McGregor and Nick Nolte.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
Well, I've seen it a few times, but it's been a while. And Josh Brolin. Did you know that's a remake of a movie from Denmark?
I think I did know that. I rewatched that about 2 years ago.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It is good.
And then I had another one I want to go back and revisit soon is Session 9.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a while either.
That was a good one. And wait, there was one more too. Damn it, I can't remember.
It was a good story. Speaking of this, why don't we go to the... Speaking of horror movies, monster movies, why don't we go to the next song?
All right.
I need to give a shout-out to Shelley Pinker for tipping me off to this song.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Monster Movies, and she is a DJ called DJ Shangri-La. She's from New York. Check out her show.
All right, cool.
WFNU.org.
Monster movies, monster movies, monster movies, monster movies. I stayed up all night watching my TV, 'cause I dig the old movies, you see. I saw The Mummy's Hand, it was a one-man band, 'cause they couldn't get the other hand. Monster movies, monster movies.
That was Monster Movies, and I was thinking about when we were in like middle school and high school, like haunted houses in Kansas City.
Oh man, they were so good. And I feel like they were ahead of the rest of the country on that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Like that was like one of the like bribery things that my mom was like when we were moving from Indiana to Kansas. She was like, it was like Xanadu, which was a place that sold heavy metal t-shirts. It was Getting a Dog and Haunted Houses. She's like, they're huge. And they were like, I mean, I guess they are in like most cities now probably, but I mean, these were like old warehouses that were like eight stories high at least, right?
I feel like it was way different back then. Like I never saw that anywhere else besides Kansas City
Same, same.
back then.
There was like the Edge of Hell was one, and the Beast.
Yeah.
And but do you remember the ones that like there'd be people like they're like way off the beaten
Oh yeah,
path?
those were the better ones, I thought.
They were like so like it was kind of like anything goes. Like,
Dr. Deadly's.
yeah. And like they were because like at Edge of Hell when you walked out, the guy at the chainsaw would run at you because he thought it was over, but there's no blade on it. But like if you went to some of those ones on like Troost or whatever, I mean they had the blade on it. I mean, it was no holds barred.
How about the Main Street Morgue? Did you ever go there?
Oh yeah.
That place was awesome. And then there was one that wasn't as popular called Misty Darkness, that we used to go to at least a few years in a row. But like when I think back about that, we started probably going in like sixth grade, so I was about tw 12. You were like 17 in sixth grade. But sorry. Like my mom used to take us down there and maybe a couple friends, and she would wait outside while we went
Yeah.
through, while we stood in line for like 30 minutes or an hour, and then while we went through for 30 minutes or an hour. And I'm like, dude, she was like standing out there by herself. Sometimes another mom would go, but like in the cold, in these really bad neighborhoods. And I was just like, eh, that was pretty nice of her.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to her.
Let's give a shout out to mom.
Your mom actually loves horror movies.
She does, but she wasn't going to go in one of those places. I don't think, I don't even think I would go in any of those places anymore. Like, not like you can right now because of the Corona program, but I feel like, dude,
No, I
I'm way
agree.
too claustrophobic.
Exactly. Like some of those ones were we had to like squeeze through like
Yep.
two like walls that were like I don't even know how some people got through because they were so tight. And then you'd go into like a room that was all mirrors and strobe lights. It sounds like an actual nightmare nowadays. And there'd be like just some guy walking around and you didn't know if he was like part of like the haunted house, like hired by the haunted house, or if he was just some nut, you know?
I thought of another good one called Devil's Dark Side.
Don't know if I remember that. Which one had the slide? That was Edge of
Edge of
Hell.
Hell was probably the most popular one.
Because you walked up to the top, and then when you got to the top, it was like you started in hell, and then you walked up, and then you got to heaven. The whole like top half was like heaven, and then you went down the slide and back into hell.
Right. And these are all like old warehouses that are probably 100, over 100 years old in this part of town called the West Bottoms in Kansas City. That's really cool.
Man,
Which
we should have gotten.
has been built up over the past, I don't know, 15 years. But when we were kids, it was like desolate down there. It was just all these old warehouses. It was really cool. It's still cool down there, but what were you gonna say when
I
you
was gonna say
before
we should have
when
got.
you were interrupting me?
You just interrupted me. We should have gotten Phil and Ricky to tell their stories of going to those haunted
Oh
houses.
yeah. Well, and do you remember Dave Durr and I think Travis and maybe Dave White? Those guys all worked at Devil's Dark Side, I think.
Okay.
And they used to get punched in the face all the time by people when you like jump out to scare somebody, you know, you get punched in the face, which would be a lot of fun. Do you remember the Rat Man?
Oh yeah.
So, for people who didn't grow up in Kansas City and go to this, there was like every time when you, because sometimes these lines, you would be outside at night, you know, for an hour or something, and they got to keep you entertained while you're waiting there. And there was a guy that was known as Rat Man, and he used to walk around. He had like all kind of, he was dressed like a bum, sort of all kind of a face paint on and this and that. And but he had a pet.
Bums like that.
He had a pet. What?
Bums don't wear face paint.
I know, but he dressed like one. But
Okay.
and a huge rat on his shoulder, and he used to take it and put it in his mouth. Do you remember that? And that was like his trick, and it would go into his mouth, and then he'd pull it out.
It's really not a trick because rats like to clean humans' mouths.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like rats are super, they're like one of the smartest
I
animals.
know they're smart.
Let me tell you about
No.
rats.
But I'm just
Okay.
saying it's disgusting. So everybody would freak out in the line, but there was a girl who shall remain nameless that we went to high school with who was kind of trashy, and I found out that she was dating him.
Ha ha ha.
Do you remember that?
He was super old too.
Yeah, he was like in his late 20s and she was like 15. I was like, that's cool that that's your boyfriend.
What? Tell me later who it was.
I think they're still together.
Huh.
That's not true. Yeah, those were so cool though.
Oh my
good times, God. Man.
Guess.
I don't think I've been since. Jeez. I'd say the last time I went was when I was probably like 16 or 17. So what do you think about that new Halloween Kills trailer?
I mean, it's very short.
I'm excited. I mean, that's my favorite horror franchise. I'm excited. I wish they hadn't pushed it back a year, but
yeah.
What did you think of that newer one?
I thought it was okay.
Frank texted me back.
Really?
He only texted me one movie though. He said Hubie Halloween. Is he serious?
No. That's the Adam Sandler one.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you it's kind of funny in a way.
There's also this new Texas Chainsaw Massacre that they put out like a kind of just a teaser poster for a couple weeks ago.
The poster was bad,
but man, like, how have they not been able to make a good one of those, like even halfway decent since?
Well, you have to do. You can't. I feel like if it was gonna be made well, you almost have to do it how the original was made, and just not have a big budget. You know, like shoot it like it's like a documentary, or just like shoot it like it's, you know, not a documentary, but just raw. It needs to be raw. That's like what made the first one so good.
Yeah, I mean, the first one just can't be touched, obviously.
I mean, you know, the actors in it were perfect. It's just so good. I mean, that's what needs to happen. They're trying to make it like
too slick.
A Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, those are good movies. So, our friend Casey Presswood, he's a good man. He put out his Friday the 13th rankings on Facebook in the past week or so, and I saw a bunch of people commenting on it. If you had to rank the first eight, how do you think you would do it from your favorite to your least favorite?
I mean, you know, I'm going to put five first.
Okay.
And then maybe four or three. And then I actually really like one. I like the first one a lot. I think it's cool. So I would probably go, maybe I'll go four, then three, then one, then six, then two, then seven.
And then eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think seven's cool. I do like that one. I know some people like love or hate dislike that one. I think
the only one I really don't like out of the first eight is I think Jason Takes Manhattan just sucks.
It's bad, but it's kind of funny bad. I think it's entertaining because I just think like the whole professor thing, the evil professor,
yeah.
And then there's the heavy metal thing. It's just so goofy. It's entertaining in a way.
Yeah, you like to have a good time.
No, I don't.
What do you think about Jason Goes to Hell?
Terrible.
You know, we saw that in the theater together, remember?
We saw it with DJ, and we saw it with a bunch of people.
Yeah, there were like 10 of us.
His aunt or mom took us, and remember, like, she – or, like, they had some connection with Kane Hodder.
I think his aunt was friends with him or something. And then Kane Hodder is the guy who plays Jason, by the way.
People. She kept, like, they were like, yeah, we'll get you a signed mask, no problem. I think I asked for it for about 3 years. Like, am I ever getting it?
Past part nine, it's like, Jason X, I only saw it once in the theater, that was enough. And then the only other one was the remake, right?
Yeah.
Which was god-awful.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my top, how I rank the top eight or not?
Let me think about if I got that right. Let's see. I started out with five. I'm just kidding. Yeah, let's hear yours.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I kind of do.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Top to bottom.
That's it? That's easy.
4, 3, 2,
mm-hmm.
5, 1, 6, 7, 8.
That's good. I can get on board with that.
I know.
Okay.
So you think 5 is your absolute favorite no matter what?
Like, it's so out of control.
Yeah.
I love it for that. Like, but I mean, you know, obviously Jason isn't in it. And okay, well, he's in it, but you just have to watch to find out how. But 6 is the one I like probably as a kid. I think 6 was the one I saw first.
Okay.
And 6 or 5. So I have like, what year did 6 come out?
What do you think?
Definitely in Indiana, because I remember
7 or 88.
Because I remember the scene with Court in the having sex with in the Winnebago, and I was watching it on a sleepover at my house, and my mom was like came in during that part. You know, like when you watched a horror movie and there's like nudity or sex, like that was the time your parents always walked in.
Right.
It could be like a 5-second part in a movie, and that's when they would walk in. But this I didn't know.
Trash. Sorry.
I didn't know that's what they were doing, like having sex, because it's kind of a what. Yeah. And she was like, "Oh, what are you guys watching?" And I was like, "Friday 13th." And she was like, "Maybe you shouldn't be watching this scene." And I was like, "Why?" Mm-hmm. And she like left.
Wait, is there a dog barking in the background?
Yes. I'm going to yell at him.
Okay.
And speaking of Friday the 13th, Reggie. I named my dog after Reggie the Reckless from Part 5.
Are you a virgin?
Me?
Yeah. You want to play another song?
No.
All down the street, standing in line with white lipstick and one thing on their mind. Hey, little freak with the lunch pail purse underneath the paint. You're just a little girl. Sometimes you're so impulsive. You shaved off all your hair. You look like Boris Karloff, and you don't even care. You're dancing at the zombie zoo. Dancing at the zombie zoo. Painted in a corner, and all you wanna do is dance down at the zombie zoo. She disappears at sunrise. I wonder where she goes. Or go through life unseen. You might wind up restricted and over 17. It's so hard to be careful, so easy to be led. Somewhere beyond the pavement, you'll find the living dead. Dancing at the zombie zoo. Dancing at the zombie zoo. Painted in a corner, and all she wants to do. She disappears at sunrise. I don't know where she goes until the night comes falling down again. She shows up where the friends have a line. Dancing.
Zombie Zoo by Tom Petty. Should we rank the Halloween movies too?
Let's rank the Hubie Halloween movies.
Never mind. What are you going to watch over the Halloween weekend? Do you think?
Hubie Halloween. I'm going to watch the all four House movies.
Yeah, well, you know what? We were talking about this the other day, and I did see Part 3 when it originally came out on VHS, because it was back then it was called The Horror Show.
See, I don't think I've ever seen 3, and I know I've never seen 4.
You said 3 has Lance Henriksen, right?
Yeah.
I have to watch 1 again, because I don't think I've seen it forever.
1 has, I think, George Wentz in 1, and then Cliff is in Part 2 from Cheers. Richard Moles in Part 1. From Night Court.
I don't even really remember the plot.
There's a spooky old house.
Is he a writer or something?
Yeah.
Right.
He just kind of gave... That was like a spoiler. He just kind of gave it away.
Sorry. So you're going to watch House 1 through 4.
What are you going to watch?
I mean, I definitely want to watch the original Halloween, just because I try to do that every Halloween. In like the day before or whatever. I don't know what else I really have in mind.
I want to watch something, Mom. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What?
Nothing.
I want to watch Fright Night Part 2. I haven't seen that forever, but I can't find it anywhere.
It's not on any of the streaming?
No.
I haven't seen that either in a really long time. My mom, who loves horror movies, so my niece is 13, and she'll... like stay over here sometimes for a night or two and at their house, and she has been showing her some stuff lately, like she showed her the original Halloween and Fright Night.
Did she like them?
Yeah, and I told her, I've been telling her for like a couple months now that she has to see Lost Boys.
Oh yeah,
that holds up, and I think like any 13 year old would like that, right?
Oh, it's one of the best.
And I said she needs to watch soon, like at a sleepover or something with her friends, she should watch Make Them Die Slowly.
Hmm.
I'm just kidding. That's a little intense.
Okay. Okay.
But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I got, Mom.
Well,
you think Castle Rock is worth watching?
Yeah, it's good. It's, you know, it's a lot of Stephen King Easter eggs and stuff, but.
Easter eggs. I like that.
I don't care.
What, I was going to ask you one more thing. Oh, yeah, you said you started watching that Matt Dillon show that was on a while ago. What was that called again?
Wayward Pines. But I kind of like the same thing happened. It starts off so good. Right. And then, like, the 8th episode, I'm kind of like, eh. And so I never started season 2. I think that's why I got canceled, but. Because I didn't start it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I canceled it because of you.
But
can you imagine?
But it starts out really great.
That's cool. Guess who the next podcast I'm supposed to do is supposed to be with?
Urkel?
Dan and Adam Dubinsky.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be a wild ride, Mom. All right. Any final thoughts?
No, it's been a real kick in the pants, though, talking to me.
Sorry, I just got a text, and I don't know how to disconnect my phone from my laptop. Is that weird?
So you carry around your laptop when you go out?
No, like, never mind. It's, like, synced up somehow. I don't know how that stuff works, and so that's why there might be a couple dings in this episode. I'm sorry. It has been a real slice, a real kick in the pants. All right, let's play one more song, and let's do something spooky. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Okay.
what went on in your head?